Top moments of the week now. We count them down. The week that was here on the K92 Morning Thing. Several very memorable moments that are going to carry over. They're going to stick with people for a long, long time. Because some of them involved conflict between us. Some of them involved conflict between friends. And some of them involved Chewbacca. That, my friends, is the top moment of the week. We count them down now. And we start with jealousy. Ugly, jealous rage of me and Monica toward Anton. Toward Anton. Antoine. See, that's a problem. It's like he didn't even... Antoine's metabolism is just... It works overtime. It's so good. It takes letters out of his name. I mean, it works overtime. Makes me angry. Makes Monica angry, too.
I don't want to talk to him anyway with his metabolism. We talk about that all the time.
I know.
He can eat whatever.
Pause. I should point out Antoine was not in the room, so we're also talking behind his back viciously the whole time.
Order everything off the menu. I heard him. I was on the phone with him one day.
I know, and he goes to the drive-thru, and he orders like double cheeseburgers and French fries. He rarely cooks. He does takeout, and he does the worst of the takeout.
Every day.
Of course, we know means the best of the takeout. Never gains weight. Always has that same... physique. He has physique. You know, that's the you only use that word for people that are cut, that are in
physique.
Shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can say this because he's not in the room right now. But yeah, but
I know.
I hate him. Hate him. We all hate him.
I know.
Ugh.
I would like to point out for the record that had nothing to do with anything.
It had to do with everything.
You guys just randomly started taking shots at me.
And what did you
have
for dinner the night before when you came back in and I asked you?
I had pizza and wings.
Yep. Yep.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Pizza and wings. Probably had pizza and wings again last night just for fun. What did you have for dinner last night?
What did I have last night? Oh, wow. I'm struggling. Oh, Dairy Queen.
Oh, that's why you laugh like that.
Yes.
Yeah. He said, I'll take the largest blizzard you got. Yeah.
Once it came back to me.
Yeah. What'd you have for dinner last night? Peanut butter parfait. I'm good to go. I just ate 9 dilly bars. I'm good to go. Oh. But you know what? At least Antoine had a little payback come at him, because I do believe he lost not one but 2 friends after hot seat.
I have.
Tommy and Greg furious because Antoine was put on the spot. He had to make a decision. So you have to give up. On one side, we have sports and video games.
Oh, good gracious.
They go together. On the other side, you can have those things back, Antoine. If you want sports and you
I'm
want
smiling.
Video games, it's only going to cost you your 2 best friends.
Wow.
They're gone.
Wow. Mm. Okay, I've decided. I made my decision. I am going to keep sports and video games.
Wow.
You know what? They've been my best friend.
Yes.
They've been best friends since elementary school.
You know, delete him now,
there's
y'all.
There's no level that our friendship can go that it hasn't been already. We've kind of peaked out.
It's time to move on.
Friendship.
I understand.
But shout out to Marcus and Ryan. You guys just been promoted.
Oh, and Greg lit you up on social media.
He lit me up on social media. He sent a text in to us, and he sent me a message, which I can't find right now. He wants my thumbs to be broken so I can't play video games anymore.
And then he went to say that if he wins the lottery, he's going to give me and Monica $1 million just to rub it in your
face.
I don't know why he's taking it so personally.
Because it's about him. Because it's so personal. It's the most personal way. And you know what's the worst part about all this, Monica, is Antoine has already replaced his 2 best friends with Quarter Pounder and Whopper, and he's just ready to roll.
And we have the best friendship you could ever have.
Yeah. Well, you know what we had this week? The best Chewbacca impression you will ever have in your life. And by best, we mean worst, but it'll be the most memorable one. Top moment of the week, Monica's god-awful Chewbacca impression.
And I am giving $100 to the best impression of Chewbacca.
That whole thing.
Oh, I would do it.
Yeah.
You would. Okay, Monica, try to win your $100 right now. Here we go.
This is Chewbacca.
Oh, is that Star Wars?
No, I don't know what that was.
That's how he sounds?
No, it didn't.
How does he talk? How does he sound?
I thought it sounded perfect. That was.
Oh, thank you. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's exactly what he sounds like.
Oh my God. There's so many layers. Like in the middle, is that Star Wars? It doesn't matter at that point.
Yeah. And I do think my favorite part about the impression is not even so much how bad it is. It doesn't sound like Chewbacca at all, but she throws in the, I'm Chewbacca.
Just so you know.
This is Chewbacca.
because she knew it was bad, so she wanted you,
come
you
in,
to know.
You know, last minute.
Because that's how every impression works. So, I'm Chewbacca. Hi.
Yes.
This is the Terminator. Yeah, we get it.
Allow me to introduce myself.
Chewbacca, yeah.
This is Chewbacca.
Top moments of the week.